BBC News with Sue Montgomery. Thick black smoke has risen from the Sistine Chapel chimney, signalling that the cardinals meeting in the conclave have not yet agreed on a new pope. Thousands of people gathered in St Peter's Square to await the result of the first vote, which lasted about 3 hours. Some in the crowd clapped impatiently, hoping for news. An American couple was among those watching.
A little disappointed, I guess. But I couldn't tell if it was black or white, to be honest, because of how dark it is, but yeah.
I think that it is kind of disappointing because we waited, it's been since 5 o'clock.
Yeah.
And they didn't decide, so waiting a long time is kind of disappointing to see the black smoke.
The 133 cardinals will resume their deliberations tomorrow. The final decision could take several days. Russian state media say a three-day unilateral ceasefire proposed by Moscow in its war in Ukraine has come into force. Ukraine has scorned the truce, but President Zelensky repeated on Wednesday night that Kyiv was ready to observe a longer 30-day ceasefire. Our security correspondent Frank Gardner reports from Kyiv.
The Ukrainians are sceptical. They say if Moscow is serious about stopping this war, then it would sign up to the 30-day ceasefire, agreed to by both Ukraine and the US. Ukraine's armed forces were equally dismissive. They called the offer a smoke break, not a ceasefire. This is partly because last month Russia proposed an Easter truce at almost no notice. It was broken by both sides on literally thousands of occasions.
The US central bank has left interest rates unchanged for a third time in a row, warning that inflation and unemployment could rise. The head of the Federal Reserve, Jerome Powell, has come under pressure from President Trump to lower borrowing costs. But he insisted that repeated criticism didn't affect the way the bank made its decisions. Here's the BBC's Erin Dalmore.
Mr. Powell conceded that the tariffs unveiled by President Trump had been larger than anticipated, but he said that they were still evolving, and therefore the effect on the economy was uncertain. He also said that the economy was in solid shape, and the Fed was well positioned to leave interest rates unchanged, watch the incoming data, and await further clarity. This means consumers could see a higher chance of stagflation or persistent elevated prices.
Pakistan's prime minister said the country's military had made its reply following last night's Indian missile strikes and targets in Pakistan and Pakistan-administered Kashmir. Shahbaz Sharif referred to Pakistan's earlier claim it had shot down 5 Indian fighter jets and said Delhi had misjudged Pakistan's determination to fight back. India has not confirmed the reports. The Indian military says its strikes had destroyed 9 terrorist camps in response to a deadly attack on tourists 2 weeks ago. BBC News. A jury in the United States has cleared 3 former police officers of second-degree murder and other charges relating to the death of a young black man, Tyree Nichols, in 2023. There was national outrage after body cam footage showed the officers, who are all black, beating the 29-year-old during a traffic stop in the city of Memphis. He died 3 days later from his injuries. Speaking on behalf of the prosecution team, the Memphis District Attorney, Steve Mulroy, said they were unhappy with the verdict.
We are obviously disappointed by today's verdict. We respect the jury's decision, but we obviously strongly disagree with it. We, in good faith, brought this case, and I am convinced to this day that we had compelling evidence that showed that there was proof for every element of every one of the offences that we charged.
The BBC understands that 4 Iranian men arrested in a series of police raids across England on Saturday had allegedly been plotting an attack on the Israeli embassy in London. The men are still being questioned after their arrest on suspicion of preparing a terrorist act. The Palestinian Health Ministry says 2 almost simultaneous Israeli airstrikes in Gaza City have killed at least 33 people. One hit a restaurant which had been operating as a community kitchen. A vendor was killed in his chair in the other strike that hit a marketplace 100 metres away. There's been no comment so far from the Israeli military. Football and the French side, Paris Saint-Germain, are through to the UEFA Champions League final after beating Arsenal 3-1 on aggregate, with Wednesday night's semi-final in Paris ending 2-1. PSG will take on the Italian team Inter Milan in the final. BBC News.